Well, this is Pastor Woodson Moore coming to you from Ferreton Christian Center in Ferreton, New Jersey, and we're approaching Easter time, a wonderful time of celebration. It's like people's spirits are lifted, plants are starting to pop up, and flowering shrubs are blooming, and there's hope because we're facing a whole new summertime and then fall where there's going to be harvest. And so spring is just a wonderful time of hope. And beyond that, there is the hope of the resurrection. Jesus was made alive. He who had been dead, confirmed dead, blood and water came out of his side when that Roman soldier put the spear there. And that is a sure confirmation. He's dead. You know, there were some people, when I remember when I was in college, some of the theories that people had come up with was, well, how is it that Jesus somehow came back to life? And they say, well, he never really died. He just swooned on the cross. He passed out. They took him down, and then the coolness and the dampness of the tomb caused him to come back to life. Well, that's neat, because they had this huge stone in front of the tomb, and so Jesus wound up in all this burial garb, hopped over to the stone, head-butted that big stone away, and got himself out and got unwound. Yeah, my people will think anything, say anything, do anything to try to get away from the fact that there is a Creator who made heaven and earth, and he loves us. I don't know why you'd want to run from somebody who loved you and who was your Redeemer, who was your healer, who was your strength, who was the one that kept you. Psalm 118 says, it's better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in man. It's better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in princes. And people don't want to hear that. No, I'm going to trust man. I'm going to trust man more than I trust God. I'm going to trust what man tells me to do. I know what the Bible says, or maybe they don't know what the Bible says. I don't care what the Bible says. I'm not going to do what the Bible says. I'm going to do what my counselor, what my advisor, what my teacher, what this astute professor, this doctor, this or that, they're saying do it this way. Well, I don't care what kind of a title they got in front of their name. If they're telling you to do things that are contrary to the way God said to do them, they are walking in the lie and not in the truth. And you won't know freedom. If you listen to people who violate God's economic principles as laid down in the Bible, they're going to lead you to bankruptcy. If you listen to people that violate God's physical laws of health and strength found in the Bible, they're going to lead you to sickness and disease. If anything works, if it's ever going to work and work permanently, the truth of that is found in the Word of God. I don't know how to say that any differently. I don't care. Like, the world tries to operate off statistics. There's even courses in college called statistics. You're going to take, in this situation, this happened, and we're going to average this all out. So this average says this is the way you should handle it, because this is the way that it seems to work. Well, I guarantee you, if it in fact does work, it is a truth that is already found in the Word of God. David said, I am smarter than all of my teachers. Why? Was he just being egotistical or why? He said, no, because, Lord, I love your law. I love your commandments. I love your statutes. You have just made me flat smart. You have made me wise. In fact, that's why the book of Proverbs was written. It was written to make a young man wise, so he didn't make decisions that led him to destruction. And that was one of the reasons why Jesus came. He came to show us the Father. He said, if you've seen me, you've seen the Father. The way I do things are the way the Father does them. And what is that going to accomplish? If you do it the way the Creator of the universe does it, it's going to work. You're going to be successful. Your body is going to be filled with strength. It says in verse 14 of Psalm 118, it says, The Lord is my strength and song and has become my salvation. What is salvation? You know, the churches used to have, at least the full gospel churches, used to have these big plaques at the front by the pulpit that says, Jesus saves. In fact, when the angel appeared to Mary, he said, you are to name him Jesus because he will save his people. And Jesus' very name means salvation. That's what Jesus means, salvation. Salvation. Mary'd call him. Come supper, salvation. Come sit down here. That had to have sunk in a little bit, I would think. Jesus saves. And it says, the Lord is my strength and song and has become my salvation. What's the song you're singing? You're singing, I was born to lose? You know, if it's possible, it's going to go bad on me. My life is miserable. I just want to die. You know, what's your song? Well, Jesus will give you a new song. He'll put a new song in your heart. He will raise you up to heights you can't even believe. He'll minister to your spirit, man, to your heart. And the Bible says, a merry heart worketh good like a medicine. See, I don't believe that stuff. Go ahead. You don't have to. But I believe, and I have seen the reality of God's promises come to pass in my life, in my wife's life, in my children's lives, in my grandchildren's lives, in the people in our church who obey God's word. But you go ahead. You use the drugs. Go ahead. Use the drugs. Try to get a false high. Drink the alcohol. Watch the pornography. Get sucked in by all these spirits of jealousy, covetousness, meanness, murder in your heart. Go ahead. You live that life. But you're missing it. Jesus came so that we might have life and we might have it more abundantly. The Bible says godliness is profitable for the life that now is and the life that is to come. And you know, we go back, right back to what is good, what is bad. What is good, what is bad. God is good, devil's bad. The fruit that flows from the devil is to steal, kill, and destroy. The fruit that flows from God Almighty is life and life everlasting. It is productivity, prosperity, blessings. Beloved, I would that you prosper and be in health even as your soul prospers. You say, I knew it. I knew it. I knew it. You were one of those faith, prosperity, blab it and grab it guys. No, I'm not. I just believe the Bible. Look, the Lord is my strength and song. He's going to give you a new song to sing, one of joy, one of victory, one of peace. And he has become my salvation. He came to save me. He came to save me from the dilemmas I find myself in life. Some of it because of my decisions. Some of it just because I get attacked by demonic entities that hate me because I love Jesus. And then it says, the voice of rejoicing and salvation is in the tabernacles of the righteous. What is your tabernacle? Well, it's your body. And the voice of rejoicing should be in it. And a merry heart worketh good like a medicine. Remember, if you know Jesus, you will know freedom.